programming meet, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. Occasion, Galaxy is pleased to present our good friend, Monica. The subject we hope you find as interesting as its title. We are again privileged to have the thoughts of Monica and the topic, the Green Emerald.
Greetings in the light of our radiant one. I am Monica. In speaking at this time, my brothers and sisters, I would speak with you about one of the little known aspects of a certain planet. In times far removed from this one's present, great forces and energies and sources which, in your terminology, could be considered divine, were exercised upon this mass of substance. Great stirrings were felt, mighty forces were unleashed, and wave upon wave of awakening consciousness radiation poured forth from the very ether itself. And this one knew identity and consciousness. Its provision, like many sister planets throughout the universe, was to then evolve through eons of time to a time when its evolution passed beyond the need of its physical existence. For by this time, its purpose would have been served. This planet, my brothers, was located in a typical solar system. Races from various other sectors of space visited this one, and human civilization was enacted. Through eons of time, man gained ever an awareness. He experienced all manner of this thing called life. He gained, through ages of total ignorance, shall we say, into more enlightened ages. He discovered the principles of some of the universe's great laws. Through the sense perceptions available, he began to observe, to correlate data, to make assumptions. These findings precipitated him into an age of great learning and great enlightenment. But like most forms of consciousness newly realizing the potentials of great forces, poorly understood and at his disposal, a blunder occurred, and man upon this one was cast back, or reduced to again a more primitive state, not totally lost in awareness, but shall we say with a portion of his memory removed. These ones, again, started building for their futures with a great and mighty ideal still implanted in the innermost core of their being. Again, progression occurred, and this form of man, now the wiser through the gaining of much experience, treaded upon the path and again sought the ascending steep of loftier heights. Their past, ages of gradual awareness and awakening. Man again sought for and obtained the essences of that known as the divine. This time, however, his progress was more carefully planned. Instead of evolving at utmost speed, his footsteps faltered sometimes along the path. But nonetheless, His strains were never too far removed from the goal he had envisioned of his future. At a specified time, a great teacher was sent to these ones to again precipitate them into an awakening experience. This one, having left his influence and his teaching, left your planet in a way never to be forgotten. And since this time, progression has occurred at an ever-accelerating pace. Now, this one evolved. Again, the forms of science, technology, and the evolvement of things considered spiritual took place. This time, these ones discovered new forms of energy. They started delving into the very secrets of that called matter. Soon, they learned the various ways of dissembling matter itself. Unfortunately, these powers were not always used towards constructive ends. For even amongst these ones, there were those beings from other worlds who quietly stepped into this planet's environment, who sought after position, for should evolution and progression again attempt a direction towards that which could be considered detrimental, these ones could exercise knowledge, the great teaching, the great awakening. Now we shall examine for a moment this one's two alternatives. Let us look first upon a progression considered correct. Let us look at a planet whose cultures and sciences, whose spiritual achievements reached forward and upward, whose races knew peace and harmony, whose people trod the forest and hill, and whoever enjoyed the calm serenity of pale azure skies lined with fleecy white clouds, who listened to the cries of the birds, who enjoyed the delicate fabric of forest carpet, whose eyes surveyed the mighty mountain chain, whose eyes observed rolling waves of grain, whose eyes observed the mighty rollings and swells of oceans wide. This, my brothers, is one probability. One whose very probability could advance mankind in a short period to the learning of such truth that powers not unlike those of the gods would be there. These ones would spiral not only outward through their neighboring systems to other stellar constellations, but would even discover the secrets of their own planet's internal core and learn perhaps the most startling of all information. This is the probability, leading men in footsteps most desired. Then, my brothers, there is another probability existing, one where those forces at man's disposal would be turned towards the creation of havoc and destruction, where grief and poverty, misery and anguish would be rewards cast upon humanity. A humanity which in itself would undergo these experiences for not having faced the realities ever present about them, whose eyes, instead of accepting that which is true, would be glazed and dull, whose hearts and minds, having been conditioned, would accept mere statements or words as fact, whose very thoughts of reality were colored by the thoughts of those who told them what to think. Could not your hearts go out to people so blinded and enslaved, so comfortable in their wheels and shells of ignorance, that they would not have the insight to look about them? It would be a great pity. My brothers and sisters, In our many discourses with your people, means have been brought forth to your awareness for your consideration. They have one purpose only, to cause men upon your planet to think, to let them see perhaps a glimmer of that elusive thing known as truth. If on any occasion you have accomplished this, you have accomplished a mighty deed. For in all my references, my brothers and sisters, I have been speaking to a planet known through many, many stellar systems. And as I believe most of you are aware, one known as Earth. Throughout all of the teachings available to your peoples, references have been made to great gods, of great beings, perhaps people of Earth. You are about to witness this for yourselves. I, Monka, have spoken. May the light of our radiant one be with you, and may I most humbly plead you awaken before it is again too late. Adonai, my brothers, may our great one's radiance be with you.
Thank you, Monka.